This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The Trump administration is downplaying the significance of a report issued Friday that included dire predictions about the impact of climate change on the U.S. The report was prepared by more than 300 researchers in 13 U.S. government departments and agencies, but White House spokeswoman Lindsay Walters said Saturday the report relies too heavily on the worst-case scenario. The National Climate Assessment noted that weather-related disasters are becoming more common. The report predicted that those events would become more frequent and more severe if steps aren't taken to avoid substantial damages to the U.S. economy, environment, and human health, as well as the well-being of humans over the coming decades. Last year, President Trump announced his intention to withdraw the United States from the 2015 Paris Agreement, which had been signed by nearly 200 nations to combat climate change. The Trump administration has presented the government facilities where immigrant youth are being detained as caring and safe places for children. But records obtained, that is, by the Associated Press are highlighting a different version. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
About 14,000 immigrant children are currently detained in more than 100 facilities around the nation. But records obtained by the Associated Press indicate they may be overtaxed, with children acting out, at times hitting each other or trying to escape, while staff members struggle to deal with escalating problems. Doctors warn that detaining children for long periods of time can be traumatic, particularly for those who have undertaken long, dangerous journeys fleeing violence and poverty. Operators of facilities along the border maintain they are reporting problems and are committed to correcting them, even as the number of children in such facilities multiplies. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. European Council President Donald Tusk and Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez agreed to a deal Saturday on the future of Gibraltar. That removes a key obstacle one day before a European Union meeting intended to endorse the Brexit deal. Spain had demanded changes to the agreement and an accompanying declaration on a new EU-Britain relationship to clarify the future of Gibraltar. The rock was ceded to Britain in 1713 but is still claimed by Spain. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May said the deal ensures that British interests in Gibraltar are protected.
And we have ensured that Gibraltar is covered by the whole withdrawal agreement and by the implementation period. And we will always negotiate on behalf of the whole UK family, including Gibraltar. And in the future relationship, we will stand up for their interests.
Spain does not currently have veto power on the Brexit agreement, but it could prevent any free trade deal between Britain and the European Union, which would require the approval of all 27 EU member states. Police in France fired tear gas and turned water cannon on protesters in Paris, angry over rising fuel costs. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
This weekend marks the second of so-called yellow vest protests across France. This time, they converged on the French capital's iconic Champs-Élysées. Some clashed with police. About 3,000 officers were sent to prevent the demonstrators from reaching the president's Élysée Palace nearby. The protesters are opposed to taxes Macron introduced last year on diesel and gasoline, which are designed to encourage people to shift to more environmentally friendly transport. Alongside the tax, the government has also offered incentives to buy green or electric vehicles. The unrest is a dilemma for Macron, who casts himself as a champion against climate change, but has been derided as out of touch with common folk and is fighting a slump in popularity.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Authorities in Afghanistan say unidentified gunmen assassinated a top Islamic cleric Saturday in Kabul, while anti-insurgency operations elsewhere in the country killed an American service member and two Afghan soldiers. A city police spokesman told VOA they found the body of Maulawi Abdul Basir Haqqani, the deputy head of Kabul's religious council, in the Cheshelston area of the capital. Basir Mujahid said that police have arrested a man for his suspected role in the incident, and an investigation was underway to determine the motive. Separately, NATO's Resolute Support mission said a U.S. soldier was killed in action. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.